This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. So listen, I've got good news and bad news about health, diet, and our collective weight issue in this country. A study just published in the Journal of the American Medical Association Internal Medicine says less than a third of Americans are at a healthy weight. The good news is that we're thinking about our food and what's in it more than ever. Restaurants know it, too, fast food places in particular. They're changing up their menus, they're getting rid of artificial flavors and finding better ingredients. But does all of that make the food, you know, better for you? Jessica Robinson invited a nutritionist to lunch to find out.
I meet Terry Perry, great name, Terry Perry, at Chipotle Mexican Grill in Spokane, Washington. Perry works for a program that helps food stamp recipients make good food choices.
So are you ready to eat?
I'm hungry.
Good.
Perry settles for a salad, and I get the burrito.
I will have black beans.
Outside, we sit next to a big sign announcing that her salad and my burrito are now GMO-free. Perry, meanwhile, is busy counting up the calories in the guacamole-capped salad mountain in front of her.
So before the guacamole came on with the beans, chicken, lettuce, and tomatoes, I would probably estimate it to be around 400 calories. And then the guacamole could possibly be another 400 calories.
Chipotle's online nutrition calculator says actually there are only 230 calories in the guacamole. But even if that's right, this is still about twice the calories of Perry's usual lunch. Even so, she's impressed.
It tastes pretty delicious. I mean, it tastes fresh to me.
Okay, so here's the big question. How much more nutritious does this become because they've removed GMOs from the food?
Well, it doesn't really change the calorie level of the food. It doesn't change the nutrient level, how many vitamins, minerals, protein, carbohydrate, fat is in it.
To cut to the chase, it's not any more nutritious. And the things Perry is worried about, high blood pressure, heart disease, diabetes, the 70% of Americans who are overweight, portion size does matter, like that mound of guacamole. Still, overall, Perry says if you save half for later, she approves of our Chipotle meal. So, not too bad. Next up, the real wilds of American cuisine, the Taco Bell drive-thru.
Hello, take your time, we're going to be ready.
Can we get a nachos bel grande?
Calorie count, 760 calories.
That seems like a good bang for our buck.
That is a good bang for our buck.
We pull out the goods in the shade of a nearby tree.
Well, looks like food.
Yum! Brands recently announced it will remove artificial colors and flavors from food at Taco Bell and Pizza Hut. But Perry seems underwhelmed.
It's not bad. I mean, it's not terrible. It's very salty.
And she says removing the food coloring won't cut down on the sodium or the saturated fat or the extra carbs. There's a lot of science out there saying too much of these three things is bad for you. Not so much the food dye.
Fresh has become the most bankable word in food service, and processed has become a four-letter word.
That's Aaron Allen, a restaurant consultant. He says people are becoming more obsessed with all-natural, organic, and local, and fast food restaurants have noticed.
So they found some quick wins that they can gain in terms of public perception by making some very easy steps, like actually using real pepper instead of an artificial flavor that tastes like pepper.
Part of it is driven by the wild success of Chipotle, the fresh poster child. But their ingredient changes aren't necessarily health-driven either. Genetically engineered foods aren't any less safe, according to the World Health Organization, the National Academies of Science, the American Medical Association, and even Chipotle?
It wasn't a change that was rooted in health or nutrition.
Spokesman Chris Arnold says the change from GMOs was motivated by concerns about environmental impacts. But also, consumers just don't like GMOs. For our nutritionist, Terry Perry, the fight to get people to focus more on fat, salt, carbs, and serving size continues. But there's also the little matter of taste. And even she understands what she's up against as she devours a chip from our nachos bel grande.
And I'm not saying it tastes bad. I mean, I could sit down and eat this whole thing.
And there's still half a Chipotle salad after that. In Spokane, Washington, I'm Jessica Robinson for Marketplace.